It is time for the Morning Mindset. I hope you're ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for partnering with me in this endeavor. You may not think of it that way. You may not think that you are a partner with me in this, that I'm the one doing all the work and all the ministry, but that is absolutely not true. Your prayers for me matter. Your prayers that the Morning Mindset will have an impact matter. Your contributions to help matter. You can find out more about that in the show notes or description in your podcast player or app. And your encouragement matters. I receive emails often from people who are receiving benefits from the Morning Mindset. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. You keep me going. We've been talking about the topic of humility based on my readings from a book called Humility by the author Andrew Murray. If you have never read the book, I recommend you grab a copy. It is an incredible book. It's one I reread every year because it has had such a powerful impact in my life. And the point that we just brought up yesterday was that Jesus came to the earth to restore humility to mankind. That was his purpose. He humbled himself, the book of Philippians chapter 2 says, even to the point of death on a cross. He became our redemption by humbling himself. And we, as we receive his gift of forgiveness and salvation, must humble ourselves in order to receive it. Isn't that right? We have to admit that we have sinned, that we have fallen short of the glory of God. And we must receive this gift that he has purchased for us. It is free to us, but oh, so costly to him, the one who has served us by humbling himself. But the humility on our part does not stop there. Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit, which then becomes our very life. You see, Scripture teaches that we have died to ourselves through the work that Jesus did on the cross, and that we are now new creations. We now have a new life that is based on the life of Jesus, that resurrected life that came out of the grave. His own humility is what infuses us now. And so for the life of us, the saints, Andrew Murray has some very significant things to say. Let me read this to you. It says, and so the life of the saved ones, the saints, needs to bear this stamp of deliverance from sin and the full restoration of their original state. Their whole relation to God and man should be marked by all-pervading humility. Without this, there can be no true abiding in God's presence or experience of his favor and the power of his Spirit. Without this, no abiding faith or love or joy or strength. Humility is the only soil in which the graces root. The lack of humility is the sufficient explanation of every defect and failure. Humility is not so much a grace or virtue along with others. It is the root of all because it alone takes the right attitude before God and allows him as God to do all. Oh, my friends, that is really the essence of how we are to live the Christian life. It's by humbling ourselves. It's by giving ourselves fully to Christ. True salvation really begins there with us recognizing the wonderful treasure that Jesus Christ is and how utterly dependent we are upon his mercy and the provision of his gift of salvation in order to be restored to right relationship with the Father. Isn't that where our life in Christ begins? If that's so, then why should we think that the humility that got us that far ends at that point? It doesn't, just as Andrew Murray is highlighting for us. All of the virtues that Christ desires to form in us flow out of an attitude of continued humility. Thank you for joining me today. I encourage you, please share the Morning Mindset with someone you know who could benefit from these topics, and join me again tomorrow as we continue learning about humility.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.